This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I'm in the middle of, well, I'm watching a travesty occur. I don't think we even knew this last time, last Tuesday. We didn't. I don't think we knew this last Tuesday. But the last time my guest was on the show, we did the show, and then the next morning he sent me an email telling me that his YouTube channel had been removed because he put up audio from my show. And I'm not responsible for his channel going down. Somebody didn't like him. I don't know why, because honesty is such a refreshing thing in media today. And that's why he's here with us again, because in addition to being the MF CEO of Tactical Response, he is the most honest guy in the tactical game today that I know of, because never, ever has he led me astray. Not even once. Not even unknowingly. And that would be James Yeager. Good evening, sir.
How's it going?
You know, we'll get to this. It's going good. But I'm correct about that, right? Last Tuesday, we did not know what had happened to your channel.
Well, correct. Well, you were correct about that, but I think you're incorrect about the part about, I think you were responsible for getting me kicked off. It was your, you know, video.
Yeah. It was the audio accompanying a still picture for 40 minutes, and I don't know what we talked about that was so bad, goodness gracious.
Well, we talked about terrorism and active shooters and what is needed to take care of, you know, some active shooters. And but you're right, we didn't know on Tuesday. It was at 5:42 Wednesday morning, about 12 hours later, that it was axed.
There's a movement out there right now called Unban James, and take a moment and go out there and show support for Mr. Yeager, because
hashtag Unban James Yeager.
Hashtag Unban James Yeager. When I think about it, the more I think about it, you know, we talked about Such and Hickok and really nice guys that have had that kind of thing either done to them or almost done to them, and we were thinking, you know, you said it, if it could happen to Such, it could happen to anybody, but what about just being honest? What's wrong with being honest?
Well, I'm not naive enough to, you know, to try to make anybody believe that I don't say stuff that's volatile. I do. I mean, the truth is, is very volatile. And I also don't think this is a First Amendment issue. YouTube is a privately owned website. But this is where the lines get blurred for me, is if I can make somebody bake me a cake because of my sexual orientation at their private business, where does that leave a place that on its front page says a voice for all? Where does that leave a place like that? Like, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, turn this into something else, but I'm a white male. Does that mean I could be, that I could have my rights trampled because I'm a white male?
Yeah, and it's also what I've been thinking about is that you how many videos have you put up? Over 1,300 videos, 330,000 plus subscribers. You've been doing it for how long?
Since 2005.
2005. So all of a sudden, all of this stuff that you've been doing, and I just, I've tried hard, James, and I have just not thought to myself, well, he has mellowed with age. Stuff up to this point was okay up to this point. It's like ex post facto, for some unknown reason, it isn't okay now.
Even even my rant video that came out in January of 2013
yep.
didn't receive a channel strike, but I get three strikes in 3 months.
Yep. Something ain't right here. There's something smells bad about this. I don't like it. And I mean, this is something that has to be resolved. Now, you know, we don't have to get into the details of it, but don't kid yourself. Mr. Yeager has a plan B in play already.
Well, I've already got my podcast out.
Right.
You can already find my first podcast on iTunes. And Bill, I would invite you to come on my podcast at some time. I'd like to have you on as a guest.
Well, that would be my pleasure.
And I've began putting a Kickstarter together to fund my own site, and I've appealed the YouTube decision, and you know I'm there are things going on here, and we have not stopped or taken a step backwards. We're full steam ahead here.
So until the time comes to when he gets tired of doing it, Mr. Yeager, he's one text message away from being with us anytime he wants.
Thank you.
So we got about 3.5 minutes here. Here's a question. You know, this was not something I considered in the military, because in the 1980s, it just wasn't something I had to consider. But you've made distinct, you pointed out the distinct differences between a battle rifle and an assault rifle. Why is that important to somebody out there training in the tactical way?
Well, every tool has a job. I mean, you don't use a wrench when you need a screwdriver, and the difference between those two things is fast. Just like there's a difference between a submachine gun, assault rifle, a battle rifle, and a general purpose machine gun. They all have their place, and you have to understand where it goes to be able to use it to its most effective end.
So is the big difference between those going to be caliber or function? Or
the absolute difference is caliber. A submachine gun, no matter what size the submachine gun is, fires a pistol caliber round. An assault rifle fires an intermediate cartridge like 5.56 or 7.62x39. A battle rifle fires a full power cartridge like 308 30-06 or 8mm. Then a general purpose machine gun fires a full power cartridge on a belt or something like that. It's a crew serve weapon.
Right.
These are definitions of these things. They're not my opinion. It's an actual definition.
Where does the AK and 7.62x39 fall in there? Is it the perfect assault rifle with the battle rifle round, or how would you?
It's not my caliber. AK, like I said a minute ago, 7.62x39 is an assault rifle. The AK came about from a combination of the Sturmgewehr and the Garand, and it fills the niche between a submachine gun and a battle rifle, brought on by Hitler's new style of warfare called Blitzkrieg or lightning attack, where they needed to move faster, the distances were shorter, and things like that.
Yeah, I that was one of the first videos you ever did where I saw that, because that wasn't ever, you know, when I was in the military, they just issued me an M16 and they didn't ask me my opinion about nothing. So, and we had already mothballed for some reason the M14s, which they pulled out of mothballs as soon as we actually had to fight somebody.
Well, you went from a battle rifle to an assault rifle in a jungle where you had to shoot through stuff. See, an assault rifle shoots two, a battle rifle shoots through.
I like it. I do like it a lot. Now, if you are going out the door, though,
you're going to try to nail me down to the.
Well, I know the answer to this already. You probably got three or four different variants just in your truck that you drive around with and go to the convenience store, right? I'm not going to nail you down. I already know the answer to that. You're going to pick whatever you think the task is calling for, so I'm good with that.
So many times when it mattered the most, I didn't get a choice.
Right.
And so it's about the Indian, not the arrow.
There you go. James Yeager, his 2018 schedule is out on their website, tacticalresponse.com. Go check out the classes, because there's classes going on all year long. I'm going to go to one in 2018. I'm going to go to at least one.
Oh.
I may go to two. That's my goal. Hey, you know what I'm doing to that end, so you just hold on to your horses, partner. We'll be right back. My guest is James Yeager. This is Lock and Load. selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalVend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is the MF CEO of Tactical Response out of Camden, Tennessee, and that is James Yeager. In addition to being a husband and a father and a grandfather of the youngest shooter in the United States, bar none, what was he, 3 days old when you put his finger on the trigger?
The youngest in the world, but certainly 6 years old, 6 days old is probably the youngest.
He's got to be in at least the top three if he isn't already there, in number one.
Bill, he's almost five. February.
I know time. Time is a nope. It is not my friend. Anyway. As far as the battle rifle is concerned, with a caliber, if somebody comes to you and says, James, I'd like to pick a caliber for my battle rifle, what would you recommend to most people? Or is that something you even want? 308.
Yeah, 308. I mean, look at the M14, the HK91, the AR-10s that are out now that actually work. It is the American battle rifle cartridge.
One thing I've always wanted to try, and I don't ever want to own one because to me that, when you start getting, I've had some guns that cost as much as nice cars or decent used cars. The Scar for me is like the thing that I'm always going to want and I'm never going to buy. What do you think of the Scar?
I think, FN makes good guns. They always have really. I'm not a fan of that gun.
Well, I've never shot one, so that's interesting. Do you prefer just a regular decent AR-10 to that one?
Well, now that AR-10s actually work, it is my go-to battle rifle.
Now, I saw you got an AR-10 from somebody here recently, didn't you?
Midwest Industries and Spikes Tactical.
I don't know which one I saw you take to the range, but when you got out there and started engaging three targets, I was really impressed at how fast you can run the 308, even though it's being run on AR platform. That was impressive.
It's about technique, and I'm not a naturally gifted shooter. Like people see me shoot, they go, "Wow, you're really good at this." I was born with it. I was horrible when I first started. That's why I started training, and then I got the training bug and. Here I am, but I'm not a naturally gifted shooter. But after you learn how to run them, the manage the recoil, it's really easy.
Now with AR-10, is it better to have some sort of a muzzle device on it, or I mean, if I was coming to you and setting it up, and I say, okay, I'm going to do an AR-10, so it's going to be in 308. Do I need to look at a muzzle device to help me with the recoil?
Let's just back it up for the M4 type gun. The muzzle brake is really kind of not needed. But when you step up to the 308, it does start playing an active role in the management of the muzzle and the recoil and stuff like that. And in case you're about to ask me, the Midwest, two chamber muzzle brake is my favorite.
Well, actually I was, but now that you've answered that, let's move on. So, now one of the things about the battle rifle though, is that when you're carrying the battle rifle, you got to carry the spare ammo for it. And that's where you get into that's heavier, right?
Let me throw something. The video's not even out yet, but I just left Guerrilla Ammunition and they have perfected and the military is lining up to buy this polymer cased 308 ammunition belt. I got a video of me shooting it, belted up, shooting it through a 240 on full auto and it running right through it. It's, if you'd have told me, I'd have told you you're crazy, but because it's about two thirds the weight. And so now, either the soldiers can carry more ammo or whatever the case may be, or less ammo with a lighter weight, but it's going to be huge for aircraft, where every pound counts. Now these guys can carry a full complement of ammo or even more and things like that. But weight used to be a concern and now it's a whole lot less of a concern.
Well, I mean, I guess this would have been nice for these guys overseas if this had come out like 2006, wouldn't it? Because
we have not seen the end of war. I believe, who was it? Only the dead have seen the end of war. Maybe Plato.
Yeah. I know the military was looking at changing to a battle rifle or adopting a battle rifle or something. Maybe this will hasten that because,
this is part of that project. And, there's a new caliber out that I am not at liberty to talk about right now.
Sure.
But it's a new battle rifle. It's a new assault rifle cartridge that is interesting. I'll leave it at that.
Well, now
I almost stuck my foot in my mouth.
I
see stuff all the time. You can talk about this, you can't talk about that, and sometimes I get it mixed up and put my foot in my mouth, and I almost did just then.
Well, you don't have to. I'll just throw this out there. I know that what we do in the 80s got turned on its ear when it went into the desert and they had to start shooting through mud walls and all this other stuff, and they had to reach out further than they, and when the AK guys were engaging from further away than we were capable of, they started digging the M14 out of the mothballs, and they started using the M14. So maybe this caliber that they've come up with is both applicable. Maybe it's like the F-35 Lightning jet aircraft. It works good in ground support and air-to-air combat and all this. Maybe that's what that is. We'll see, I guess, right? We'll see with time. We'll see as time goes on.
It'll be interesting for sure, but there's a whole lot of really, really cool stuff going on right now as far as the military and weapons and things like that. But another thing I'll tell you is this: the military will never buy another black gun. So the days of black rifles, and, M16 being black, like they will never buy another black gun ever again. So those days are over.
Okay. Now, we don't have time for you to explain that, and I don't. You can't. Can you explain that or no? If you can't explain it, I'm not.
Yeah,
gonna,
black and okay. Black camouflage.
They used to tell us that all the time too. They'd be like, "Well, you need to tie these rags." We would just decorate our stuff in mud and all this other stuff and burlap and everything else just to try to take that edge off of it. And there'd be somebody saying, "Why don't we paint them?" Oh no, we can't do that. Now they paint them. So.
Well, now they're going to paint them.
That's good. That guy that I worked with back in the 80s should be getting some royalties off of that one, if that is the case. Tactical Response, they have about, 5,000? How many thousand people you have come through there per year?
6,000 last year.
6,000 people a year? They're all coming. They're all showing up there. This is one of when I look at other schools, I don't see that many people coming to them. In a very good location right there in Camden, Tennessee. Tennessee's a nice temperate zone. Doesn't get too cold. Doesn't get too hot. Great place to take a class.
We train in other places, too.
Well, you'll find that out when you show up there, but you got to get there first. We'll be right back. My guest is James Jaeger. This is Lock and Load.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this evening is one of the most respected tactical instructors in the United States today, the MFC CEO of Tactical Response, James Yeager.
Some people might disagree on that most respected part.
Everybody that I know that is your peer, the ones that I know that are your peers, take classes with you. So that's all I need to know. So anyway.
All right.
You know, there's certain criteria that if it, you know, my criteria is not a lot, but it's effective. So anyway. Many times, James has invited me to come take a class, and many times I've said, James, I need to get ready to come take a class. And James has told me many times that defensive fight or fighting pistol, as you call it, that's your
yeah.
class.
Yeah.
Let's talk about fighting pistol. Let's get people to come take fighting pistol. Now, this is not, you don't have to be an Olympic athlete to take it. What, you know, this is,
nope.
Describe fighting pistol for me.
Well, first off, I want to describe the student I want.
Okay.
I want a student that, who has shot a gun before, but that's all they really, they've shot it. They're not afraid of the gun, and they're ready to learn. Like, you don't have to already know how to do everything before you show up, and that's the problem, is that guys think they got to practice a whole bunch before they come to class. They don't even know what they're supposed to be practicing, and they wind up ingraining a bunch of bad habits. So the sooner, and it's funny because the people that are just getting into it are the least likely to come take a class because they don't know what they're doing. I'm like, there's nothing else in no other genre that I can imagine that makes any sense that not to train when you first start.
Right.
But I'm looking for a safe person who doesn't know everything, and it's fine if they don't know anything, that has an open mind. So if you have an open mind and you want to be safe, then I would love to have you as a student.
Now, how many people show up to your fighting pistol classes with a totally inappropriate, for them, weapon?
Not very often. That's kind of funny. That's kind of how my YouTube channel started. Business was blowing up, so to speak, and people were showing up underprepared. So I started doing the first videos was just as a pre-class orientation.
Right.
So when they showed up, they would be ready. And that was the spark that caught fire that became the YouTube channel. But because of those YouTube videos, it was a real low. Now we have a real low probability that people will be showing up unprepared. However, now that the YouTube videos aren't available, I guess we're going to have problems again.
Now, you are, real quick, just so you people know, you are making video available through certain methods. Is that something you want to share?
Yeah, like I started a Dropbox the other day and just put the link out and just encouraged everybody that has a YouTube account to download that video and upload it to their channel. So that's been done several hundred times. I did a video, basically just a message, you know, saying thanks and all that people have uploaded all over YouTube.
I need to get that link from you and go and upload that one. It'll probably be my views champion. So I need that. I need to go get that right now. But anyway, back to the class. So somebody that comes in there with an empty head, that knows how to, that is not afraid of the gun, that's a good student to begin with. It's sort of that empty canvas for you to start putting
yep.
the skill set together.
Yeah.
Now what?
Well, typically, when they show up, let's say a family shows up, a husband, wife, and child.
Okay.
The wife and child want to know how. I can show you how in seconds. Dad, I have to tell him why. And then I have to convince him of why. That could take hours and may never happen.
I refer to that as the Sonny Crockett syndrome. I've been saying for years that a woman will go to a class and learn more from the class, than, especially if you have a military veteran who's been out of the game for a minute or something. They, you know, they come in there, they think they know everything. I'm one of them. I'm Sonny Crockett. I show up with my Lucky Strikes and my Testa Rosa, and I think I know everything there is to know. And then, you know, I very, very quickly I have to put that away because I start getting just shown up by everybody there. So is that a fair way of putting it?
Well, okay, no, but all right. I'll take it.
Well, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and that'll be the first class I take is going to be fighting pistol, because most likely before I do anything else, if I have to employ anything, it's going to be a handgun anyway. So, the more classes,
well, that is a prerequisite for just about every class we have.
Now, when somebody comes and takes a tactical response class, they become a member of the alumni, don't they?
Yeah, it's just an informal group of people that have a common interest and common way of life, and that it's just turned into this completely organic thing that of people helping other people in need. It's fantastic and it's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, there's been a couple times when James has had this or that pop up, and I've called him and said, if you need anything from me, let me know. And that he'll only have time to take that. Thanks, I appreciate it. And then he's got to hang up because he's getting thousands of those calls whenever that happens. If the zombie apocalypse ever happens, you're going to own Tennessee because you'll have this one compound and you'll be like the president of Tennessee.
I think it's funny that you think I don't already own Tennessee.
Well, you know, I haven't been there lately, so I don't know. When I drove through there to get to Louisville last year, I didn't stop and check anything. I was just, it'd been a while since I'd been in Tennessee, so I was just enjoying the landscape.
It's beautiful.
But it is beautiful. I was stationed up there at Clarksville.
Fort Campbell.
Yes, sir. 100 and worst.
Oh, come on.
I loved it. I loved every minute of that time because the only thing, you know, what I regret the most is when I got out, I'm sure that this kind of industry was just in its infancy. I wish I got with somebody that was putting something together because I love the craft.
Well, I mean, Gunsight started in 76.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I was out in 1990, so they were good to go. I didn't want to move out there, though. I didn't want to, you know, somewhere.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying there was other stuff going on.
But defensive pistol, that'll be the first class I'm taking. When I put it, when I decide when it's going to be, and it's going to be in the, it's going to be in the spring, folks, because I'm getting old and creaky. And when I get up, I don't want to have to, you know, go through a bunch of yoga poses to do what I got to do. So it's going to be in the, it's going to be in the spring. And when I show up in the spring, maybe, I don't know. We'll figure something out. I'm gonna film some of this too. I'm gonna film some of this too because I'm gonna become one of the alumni. I know some of the alumni.
Well, better yet, I'm gonna film some of it so we That's make cool. sure we get a, you know, a clear interpretation of what actually happens.
So on the after action review where I'm not gone, you know, I killed that. I just tore that one up, hit everything I aimed at, and then camera pans over to James, just arms crossed, shaking his head like. All right. Stay tuned for the honest truth, and we'll be right back. Hashtag is unban James Yeager. I think you can find that just about anywhere, and you should get involved in that because this, and I know it's not a free speech thing, James, but at the same time, they made a lot of money off of you. They accepted your content, and they made a whole lot of money off of you, and now it's not okay.
For a long time.
Yeah, so... It's not like getting out there and saying, well, you know, they're the private company. No, they are a company based up. They create nothing except a portal, and people like James comes in there and fills it up, and they make money off it. So,
And I'm a channel partner. That means that we have a business relationship that's more than just some guy off the street.
Yeah. Which that just makes me shake my head harder. Anyway, we'll be right back. My guest this hour is James Yeager. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour, no matter what he says, one of the most respected tactical instructors in the United States, that is Jane Jaeger of Tactical Response. I'm going to step in this one. I don't know where this is going to go. And a lot of times, folks, when I do this, I do it purely for the comedic value because James puts me in my place so fast, I just enjoy it. I'm still a little. And he's young. You're younger than I am. So anyway, I've been. I'm having. What do you think of AR-15 pistols?
For what?
For a short gun to put into a small bag to take with you if you thought you might want to take something with you that's a little bit bigger than the average bear.
I think they're fine.
Okay. See, that went better than I thought.
Well, I mean, everything has its place.
Sure.
And, if you're trying to have a little bitty kit that, goes with you a lot of places, it makes sense. And, just make sure, the shorter the gun, the less reliable it is and the less lethal it is.
Right. That's all about pressure and everything when it's coming out the barrel. I get that part. I'm going to tell you what the impetus was for this, though, because in the same time frame that you were putting videos out for them, I was putting out videos for AR-500 armor and the Veritas.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that little plate carrier, and I was just thinking, well, this holds. It's going to hold everything I need for it to hold, but I can take the kit and shrink it down and make it smaller to where if I had to, I could just grab it as I'm running by the car, but then... The bag that I have, the one Gene Higdon made it for me when he was at HSGI. I have a bag.
Mean Gene.
I still have to break down the full size AR-15. So I thought, well, let's find something that's not going to be as lethal, but is more lethal than my handgun, and set that up.
Have you seen the Invicta, the F&D Defense X? AR-15?
I have not.
The one that folds in the middle?
Is this the one? Now, when you talk, is that the kit or is that...
No. It's a complete rifle that you buy.
Right.
And just forward, just on the front edge of the upper receiver, it's hinged. And the rifle folds in half, exposing the end of the barrel. And it is a 16-inch barrel. That is probably smaller than your pistol with a folding stock on it.
So somebody decided to fold it from the end of the barrel instead of trying to figure out how to make that buffer tube buffer thing work when you broke it off and turned that into a folding stock?
But when you unfold it, you have a 16-inch barrel, a full-size rifle.
I'll get with you sometime tomorrow and get that name. I'll have to go research that one. That's intriguing. But I'm looking to shrink my kit, though. That would work for that as well?
You're looking to do what?
I'm just wanting to take the kit, and I want to make the kit about the size. Gene, I've got this backpack that Higdon made for me, and it's something I can grab. And if I take everything out of it, I still have a backpack, which I don't know if I would need a backpack, but I'd rather need it not have, or, you know, have it not need it than versus need it and not having it. I'd like to have something that actually runs with me, and it'll have some sort of function that it can carry hydration bladders and everything else in it. But the Veritas fits in it. This AR-15 pistol is going to fit in it. And, you know, we'll see.
Well, you made a 500-pound, you know, backpack.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing is, you know, what we want to have and then what can we have? And I'm not saying you, Bill, but there might be some people who go, all right, I want armor and 10 mags and my rifle and, you know, and a camelback and blah, blah, blah. And then what's going to happen is now they have a 50-pound or more backpack that doesn't get taken along as often as a lighter backpack would. It's because it's just too much trouble. And you know, and therein lies the problem.
So then, what would your solution be to? Because I've also listened to more times than I can. I've heard Jaeger say more times than I. Ounces equal pain.
Pounds and pounds equal pain.
Pain, yeah. When you're out there walking around, and we used to do something in Germany called the mailed foot march, where we would march back from Grafenwöhr to Bamberg. That was 135 miles in 3 days. So I'm fully in touch with this whole idea of trying to travel as light as you can. I did that 3 times. That's one reason why I don't get out there and walk enough as it is. So we got to turn that
in. Right.
But so I'm fully in touch with that. What would your solution be then as far as how to lighten that up? Is that something you can talk about?
Well, I mean, but the thing is that, like, even Iron Man had different Iron Man suits. He had the little briefcase suit that was just like a bikini kind of a suit, and then he had his full suits and stuff like that. Well, that's the thing is I have got this massive Black Hawk rolling duffel bag that I can put everything down to my socks in. But it weighs 100 pounds loaded up because, you know, when you got a bag that big, you're going to fill it up. And where am I going to take that thing? You know, it's just this 100-pound bag that fits, you know. I'm going to just be 100% honest with you. I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that a 50-pound backpack is not going to get carried as often as a 15-pound backpack.
Now, I've seen you carry your rifle broken down in an SO Tech or SOE Tech, the long bag, sling bag. Now, with that one, you're pretty much deploying the rifle just about as fast as you can, right?
That's as close as it gets, yeah. That's pretty quick.
And if I was in a situation like if I am carrying that around, but now with something like that, you're not going to be able to carry like a plate carrier in it, Veritas, right? You're not going to.
Correct.
What about a chest rig? Like, what do you think about chest rigs?
Let's talk about that Veritas.
Okay.
Like when people buy body armor, they want to tell me they ask me all the time, what should I get? Well, buying body armor is kind of like buying a sports car in one sense, because when you go to buy a sports car, you say to the salesman, I want to buy a sports car. He says, okay, how fast do you want to go? But with body armor, it's what do you want to stop and how light do you want it to be? And because the lighter you want your armor while still maintaining, you know, a stopping rate, well, it's going to cost you money. It's going to cost you a lot of money. And so you know, the question is, if you really want to be armored up that much, you better be willing to spend some money on it if you want it to be portable.
Yeah. I do have some of their soft body armor that's level 3A that fits in it, but I mean it's only, you know, it's only going to stop a 44 Magnum. So anyway.
What's the little carrier they make at AR-500 armor that looks like a briefcase and it folds out?
I know what you're talking. Well, it's called something. It's like, it looks like the micro carrier in the briefcase to me. I know exactly what you're talking about because.
Well, it unfolds into, it becomes the body armor.
Right.
Yeah. And, I cannot remember the name of this. But it is, you know, it looks like a briefcase when it's folded up and I've got one. I can't remember the name of it, but I've got one. It looks like a briefcase.
Sure.
And then it unfolds and it's body armor. And so that briefcase along with the backpack with the rifle in it might be the combination that doesn't look like you're carrying a 50-pound backpack.
Right.
And you could also, if you chose to, leave the briefcase in the car for a quick run into somewhere or whatever with just the backpack on.
Right. I like it. That we'll have to explore that another time. For those of you that are listening, the 2018 schedule is out for Tactical Response. The gliding pistol class is going to be the first one I take in the spring. My birthday is April the 16th, James. So somewhere in that month, you can expect me knocking on your door. And when your wife answers the door, looking at me up and down like with all kinds of a quizzical look, I'm just going to say, do you remember meeting me at the knife show, ma'am? James invited me up here.
So, yeah. Just make sure that you coordinate with me in advance. I want to make sure I'm around while you're there.
Yes, I want to make sure you're around, too. And, you know, your cadre. I know your cadre's top-notch, but I want to have a little fun while I'm there as well. TacticalResponse.com, hashtag unban James Yeager. And I'm going to get that video that's out there and put that on my YouTube channel. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you soon. Hour number three. Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.